This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. So get yours with the Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Good Thursday morning, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. The Minnesota Vikings take on Washington on Thursday Night Football, and Kirk Cousins has a chance for more revenge. Will he get it? We'll discuss coming up here in about 17 minutes from now. Also, next hour, we'll delve back into the World Series in a shocking 2-0 series lead as the Nationals get both in Houston going back home for three. All of that coming up this morning on the show, but our next guest is CBS's lead reporter for the NFL and NCAA hoops. She'll be on the call Sunday with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo as the Browns face off against the Patriots at 4:25 Eastern Time on CBS. And you can catch all the action on Sunday with that other pregame show beginning things on CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon. Our friend Tracy Wolfson this morning on the show. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, D.A. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. And this Brown season's been weird. You know, at times they've looked great. They've put up 40 points. At times they've looked not so great, unfortunately more so than looking great. How to put your finger on what the Browns think inside that locker room about the way that their roller coaster season has gone?
Yeah, I think they feel like it's been very bumpy as well. You know, up and down and no consistency and, you know, not getting their playmakers involved and OBJ and very inconsistent from Baker. I think a lot of it is also filling mistakes and penalties and shooting themselves in the foot and turnovers. And, you know, that starts with the head coach, and Freddie Kitchens certainly new at that position and getting to kind of, you know, work out those kinks on how to handle being a head coach and working with Baker in that sense. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be cleaned up. And I think that when they're facing these, you know, tougher teams, they press a little bit more. And, you know, I think it's hard to manage all the personalities in that locker room also, I would assume. And so I think there is always a transition. I mean, I've been asked so many times today by different, you know, radio networks who's, you know, their head coaches are new and their quarterbacks are new. There's always that transition that goes into it. And we're seeing that, I think, from Cleveland as well.
Do you get the sense at all that the locker room is wondering if Freddie Kitchens is the right guy for the job? There were such huge expectations on the season. I wonder if they lose confidence in the guy at the top.
Well, I would hope not, because it's really way too early in the season. And if that's the case, well, then they're never going to come out of this little mini funk that they're in if they don't believe in their head coach. And when we spoke with Cleveland the first week of the season, that's when we had them against the Titans, you know, they raved, including Baker, just raved about, you know, Freddie and the job that, you know, he did last year and how he deserved to be in this position and how he's a player's coach and they like to play for him. And so, again, I think it's really too early to tell, but I really hope they don't feel that way in the locker room. But if that is the case, that would be, you know, I would think one of the reasons why they're struggling, because if you don't have faith in your head coach, it's really hard to come out and put that product out on the field.
Tracy Wolfson joins us from the NFL on CBS. She'll be handling sideline duties with Nantz and Romo on the call as the Browns take on the Patriots. You've certainly covered a number of Patriots games in your career. I wonder when you have to report on the Patriots and you're dealing with Belichick and an organization that is kind of historically very secretive, is it a more difficult week in trying to get information and do your job when it's the Pats?
It is. You're not getting any, like, new revelations, let's put it that way. And you know how this works. I mean, we do a lot of research leading up to the week. We are reading everything everyone else is reading. We're seeing all the press conferences everyone's seeing. But then it's those meetings that we sit with them after practice, say tomorrow is what we'll do. We'll go to New England and sit down with Belichick and Brady and coordinators and maybe, you know, a defensive player. So, and that's when you're trying to get the information a little bit inside, stuff that maybe the average fan doesn't know. And that's where it becomes a little more difficult. A lot of coaches and teams will tell us the inactives and players that are out for the game, or a little more honesty on the injury side of it. And we won't get that from the Patriots. We don't even bother asking because they are so secretive. Now, granted, I think that's what makes them so good, is they keep everything so tight-lipped. It's that Patriot way, and they keep it in-house. But, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find those, you know, extra little stories that you want to get. But, you know, I think sometimes if you ask the right questions, and certainly Tony talking to Bill Belichick about the defense, he gets a lot out of him because there's a respect factor there. And they sit, you know, maybe a few extra minutes on the side, and he'll get what he needs to get. And Tom Brady is always great with us. And if we ask, you know, he'll be as honest as he can be. And if he can't be honest, he'll tell us. And so, you know, you're not going to get what you would get from maybe normal teams, but I think you have to ask the right questions and, you know, and hopefully you can advance the story just saying that you've been able to sit down with them. But definitely more difficult with the Patriots, certainly.
You know, I'd love your perspective on the Sam Darnold, I'm seeing go situations, because Le'Veon Bell was critical of that audio getting out, and the Jets are wondering why that audio was out, and you're privy to a lot of stuff on the sideline that you overhear, and you've got to make a decision whether that's okay to go on the air with. Do you think it was fair for them to mic up Darnold and use that quote? Would you use that quote in a report?
You know, no one asked me that, and that's interesting because I didn't think about it that way, because there are so many times where I do hear a lot of information and I know it's not right to put out. And I actually will even tell my producer, I just heard this, but I can't say it. So at least he can tell Jim and Tony, and they can kind of massage it in a way where, let's say I did hear that comment and I said, I just heard this, I don't think it's right to go on the air with this, to tell Jim and Tony, because then they could say, you know, hey guys, do you think he's, you know, not seeing ghosts, but do you think he's, you know, fearful out there? Is he nervous? Is he confused? You know, what they can maybe massage it in a way. I do not think it was right to go out with that comment. I know how it works. We've mic'd players before. I know how difficult it is to put stuff out on the air because the NFL is usually saying that's not right. That's not good for airtime. I think it hurts him. I mean, now think about where he's at. You know, this could change his whole career. I mean, I know that sounds dire, but this is a big hurdle for him as a young quarterback mentally to now get over. He's going to go into these games, especially around Halloween, and there's going to be players dressed up as ghosts. I mean, not players, you know, fans. So, you know, and then it's a challenge for Adam Gase, too, to have to help him in that sense of trying to get over this mentally. And I believe that this is something that should not have gone on the air. But on the Jets side of it, they didn't have to mic Sam Darnold. Or he could have said no to it. They are required to mic someone, I think, once per year. It could have been, as they normally do, a defensive player. It could have been a wide receiver. It could have been Le'Veon, right? So I think there's kind of two sides to that story. But I never thought about it in my situation where maybe I shouldn't have said it. And I will say one other thing. I did one of my first games ever for CBS. I covered the Patriots, and Tom Brady was walking up and down the sideline. He was just, you know, pumping his team up. He didn't say anything that you wouldn't hear. It was, come on, guys, we got to do this, we got to do that, or whatever. And I reported it because I'm used to the SEC sidelines where you can report anything. And I reported it, and the NFL called right away and said she cannot report what she hears down on the field. And so, you know, I don't think I would be able to. You can, again, you can change it and alter it. Tom Brady's walking up and down the sidelines, pumping his guys up. You can't say exactly what they are saying out there, because a lot of times you're going to give something away that doesn't want to be given out.
That's really interesting. Tracy Wolfson joining us this morning on the show, CBS's lead reporter for the NFL and college hoops. Now, she's going to be on the call this Sunday with Nant and Romo as the Browns face off against the Patriots, 4:25 Eastern time on CBS. Other games on CBS, Bengals and Rams, Broncos and Colts, Jets and Jags, Cardinals and Saints. That's the all the early 1 o'clock window Eastern time. Browns and Patriots, Raiders and Texans, the late window. Catch all of the action on Sunday, starting with that other pregame show, CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m. Eastern time, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon. Tracy, this was great. It is always wonderful to see you and catch up with you, and I'm sure we'll do this again soon.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Tracy Wolfson, our guest this morning on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.